We are back with the first episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook of 2021. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Glad it's not terribly cold and icy or any of these bad things.
We'll keep our fingers crossed for a mild winter.
Suits me fine. I don't have to get out and go to work now like I did for years. I prayed every night. I would watch two weather forecasts, hoping at least one of them would say we wouldn't have any snow and ice.
I understand.
Really doesn't matter now, you know, except I just know it's hard on farmers and it's hard on people who have to get out, which a lot of people don't get to stay home just because it's a little snowy or icy.
That's true.
And you see a lot of wrecks, a lot of cars. So I'm not a big snow fan, but it's all right for people who are. A lot of people really like it, and to each his own.
Well, what are we going to talk about today, Miss Sammy?
Well, as I was going back in memories and thinking of things, a little of my family's been here. I didn't have too many for Christmas, but we were talking about when we grew up, and, you know, Jonathan and Orna, I've done, you know, a couple of shows with you, and then somebody who said, do you remember this from Mama? Mama had these certain foods that if anybody was sick, you didn't go in the next day, you know, and eat fried chicken. You had these light foods. I had always had to laugh because after I married Raleigh, he had a little sick spell. And so the first morning, I fixed him one of these sick day dishes. And he said, well, I think a pork chop would be better. I saw it recently in a cookbook, which made me think about it. And I have not eaten it for years. Fortunately, I guess I haven't been that sick. You had a sick night with four kids. She occasionally had a kid that was sick. And
right.
Mostly we all ate whatever, but we didn't have, you know, ordered meals. If somebody was sick, we all ate. One of the first things was milk toast. Did your mother ever make milk toast?
I don't think so.
Well, not many people have heard of it, but I did laugh. I saw it in one of the cookbooks or online somewhere recently. And what she would do is she'd take a cup of milk for one person and salt and pepper to taste and put a pat of butter and a slice of white toast. And she'd heat that milk until it was almost boiling and add the pat of butter and pour that over the toast and then sprinkle salt and pepper to taste. And that was a good mild dish if you'd been sick in the night.
I think all I ever got was dry toast.
We would get milk toast after. We started out, we had tea sometimes. Hot tea.
Okay.
I've never been a big fan of hot tea because all I just think about was being sick and Mama bringing me a cup of hot tea.
Right.
I really never was a big bourbon fan because sometimes when we were sick, if we had a cold or something, Daddy would fix us a hot toddy, which was sugar and warm water and a little bit of bourbon or whiskey, and then they would dissolve an aspirin in it. So for a long time, every time I tasted bourbon, I could sort of taste that aspirin that was in the bottom of that cup.
Well, I guess that would maybe be kind of a hangover remedy as well.
Well, I probably would, but they thought it was good for a cold, I think. It wasn't considered a good drink. And then later on in years, I drank something somebody else called a hot toddy, and it didn't taste like it had crushed up aspirin in it.
Probably had a little honey and lemon juice mixed in.
I think it did. He didn't, though. We put a little sugar and the warm water and then, you know, probably a tablespoon of bourbon or teaspoon, pending. And then they would crush up an aspirin and stir it in there, and that would kind of dissolve. So that way you got the flavor of the aspirin all the way through it. Probably made kids, you know, really not quick as anxious to drink bourbon.
Probably so.
And then the second thing was soft-boiled eggs. And, you know, some people really still do eat those. You know, I always see them in these movies, the English movies, where they have an egg cup and they take this egg and they chip off the top and eat it out of the shell. Well, Mama didn't do that. She shelled them out for us, but she would bring a pan of water to a boil and drop in an egg or two in the shell and boil them for about 4 to 5 minutes. You read about a 3-minute egg, but I like mine cooked a little more. I like for the white to be somewhat cooked. I don't like that raw white thing. And you just remove it from water and cut it across the center with a knife and scoop out the goodies and top with a pat of butter and salt and pepper to taste. And that needs to be eaten with a slice of buttered toast. And you drop the small pieces of toast in the eggs and clean out the bowl with the last bite of toast.
I am one of those people that I don't even like a runny egg, so this is not appealing to me at all.
I can manage the yolk being a little runny, but that white, you know, just does not appeal. I want that white. I don't want it that sort of slimy looking thing, you know.
Right.
And then really my favorite was, my dad had migraine headaches. Every now and then, a sick headache, he called them, but they really were migraines. He would eat oatmeal sometimes after having a headache. But then for the other meal, Mom would make potato soup. And I still like potato soup. In fact, Thurman and I made some last week, but ours was a little more solid than this that Mom made. Mom would take about 5 medium potatoes and a medium onion, 3 cups of milk, salt and pepper to taste, and butter. You know, butter makes everything better.
Well, sure.
And you peel and slice your potatoes and onions and cook in about a cup and a half of water until it was tender. And then you mash it with a fork till it's kind of chunky and add salt and pepper to taste. And you'd heat till it was almost boiling and lay a big old pat of butter on top and eat that. You add your milk to it. Yeah, I said add milk. I didn't remember if I put that in there or not. I've made this a lot of times, so I sort of know that without looking at anything. But then, as I got older, I was at a restaurant, and they had potato soup. In fact, it was Rafferty's in Lexington. There were several of us there, and so we ordered that as an appetizer. If you're not sick, you could have it like this. That's the way Mom always made it. But I would take it now, and what I do now, I thicken it with like 2 tablespoons of cornstarch dissolved in water and topped with shredded cheddar cheese, chopped green onion, and crumbled bacon. You can have that if you're not sick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very tasty. I ate it at Rafferty's in Lexington, and then later after Rafferty's came to E-Town, I ordered it, but it wasn't the same. I sort of think maybe that at Rafferty's was homemade in Lexington, and then this was 10, 15 years later, I ate it at E-Town, and I think maybe at that time they were sending it out in cans, and it had sort of a canned taste to it.
Well, I think one of my favorite potato soups would have been O'Charley's loaded potato soup, and I will tell you that we have found a packet of instant potato soup, and I cannot remember the brand off the top of my head, but
Bear Creek?
I think it is.
Those Bear Creek soups are great.
And it is very simple. You just tear the package open, add it into the water, stir it, and you've got potato soup.
I like those Bear Creek soups. I had never tried any because I always looked at it and I thought, well, I can make soup. I'm not going to do that. But sometime back, Nora got one or two, and she told me about them, and I've used several of them. Have you eaten the chicken tortilla?
I have not. We have kind of stuck with the potato, but I will tell you, it's hard to tell that from a soup that you worked hours on.
You're exactly right. I don't know if I've had the potato or not, but I've had the chicken noodle, and I've had the chicken tortilla, and I've seen, well, I had the cream of broccoli.
Okay.
And they've all been good. And Nora has used one, this minestrone, you know, with the beans in it.
Right.
And she really likes that. She's the one who told me about it. I have to give her credit for that. Because I just always thought, you know, that was like, you know, the packet that makes sausage gravy. I think, well, I can make sausage gravy. I don't have to have a packet. But, you know, I take those chicken ones, the chicken tortilla, the chicken noodle. And, you know, you can buy, if you have some rotisserie chicken or have chicken left, but you can buy, you know, pretty decent canned chicken anymore.
Mm-hmm.
A can that looks like a tuna fish can about that size.
Right.
And you can dump one of those in there if you want it a little richer. The chicken noodle, I really like to put a little of that chicken in it. And I have cooked some chicken thighs and put that in the chicken noodle and used the Bear Creek mix. I'm not getting any money from them, but I do think it's a really good product.
I have to agree. We use it, we like it, and I think we've still got a couple of packages on the shelf. So that'll probably come up in rotation sometime this week.
Well, that's just easy when you come in, like when your wife goes to work and you don't get in till late. I mean, stir that up and boy, you got a good, hot, comforting meal and good for you too.
Absolutely.
I have to endorse Bear Creek for what it's worth.
I will tell you, we decided we were going to have soup last night as just a simple, easy meal. Nancy did it in the Instapot. It turned out great, and basically what she did was used a package of stew meat, she used a package of frozen vegetables, and some spaghetti sauce to give it that tomato flavor, and that was basically all there was to it. Dumped it in the Instapot, and about 30 minutes later, it was ready and very good.
I love to make vegetable soup in the summer and use fresh stuff from the farmer's market, you know, and just dump it all in there and cook it, put some green beans and pieces of squash and maybe a little cabbage if you've got it, and some fresh tomatoes or some canned tomatoes. I like the meat in it, but you don't really have to have the meat.
You don't, but I certainly like it.
I do too. And a lot of times I've cooked, or if I have a roast or something, I have leftover roast. I'll put that in and, you know, simmer that a little bit before I put in my vegetables. You know, it's really a good hearty meal.
Absolutely.
Really comforting these cold days. Especially if you haven't had a very good day. There's just nothing like a bowl of soup to improve your attitude, is there?
And again, like you say, if it's been a busy day and you don't really feel like cooking, you can put a pot of soup together fairly quickly, fairly easily.
Well, and I really like bean soup too. I like, you know, white bean soup. My mother made bean soup and cornbread. We had that a lot. And I like that too. And you know, if you've got a little ham scraps or a little piece of bacon put in there, just enough to flavor it. Nora's been using the canned beans and doctoring it up, you know, with various things. If you put Rotel tomatoes in it and make bean soup like that.
Well, that sounds pretty good, too.
She added several other things to it, too. I think she went and dug in the refrigerator and had some celery and carrots. Next time she's here, I'll get her to tell that.
Okay.
I had kind of done the soup, but I had never put the Rotel tomatoes in it. And she said a can of those, you know, they don't make it really hot, but just a little white.
Sounds good.
Well, maybe we've made everybody hungry now, do you think?
It's entirely possible.
If they don't have anything for supper tonight, we've given them a real easy way to do it, haven't we?
And I'm one of those people that I like a soup and sandwich meal. The sandwich can be as simple as a grilled cheese.
These are pretty short recipes, aren't they?
These would be about as easy as anything we've ever given. Well, folks, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes that we have talked about here today, very simple to get. All you have to do is send us an email here at the station, wxbc@bbtel.com, and put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, and we'll get those recipes out to you. Or you can send that directly to SammyQ@bbtel.com, and Miss Sammy will get those out to you.
I'll do like a bowl of soup.
Well, Miss Sammy, what do we always say?
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.